Right.
I think this past Friday, this past Shabbos, was Daf Yud.
Well, Chaf Av, we know, is the day of the Siyum. And today is, tonight is Tes Vav, actually. So we're 2 weeks behind, approximately.
What are you doing
tonight? Week after next.
Okay.
We're going to be gone the whole week of the 8th. We're going away on Friday. So we're going to be gone from Friday to Friday.
So
it'll
still be a
Thursday night. Yeah.
Last hour.
Right. Uh-huh.
And following
week. I don't know if it's not going to be a family, right. But I don't know if Dr. Spell will be back, then it's not. If you're not here, Joel will probably be here. Anyway, probably will be sure that Thursday night or others. Okay. Let's see if we can do this quickly. Mashkin Beis HaShalchan, actually, if you know, it's noted by the Torahim Shal Rishonim, that many Rishonim and even some editions of the Yerushalmi call this Masechta Masechta Mashkin. after the first Mishnah, yeah. I referred to that way somewhere today, and he says they actually had that fully referring to it. Mashkin Beis HaShalchan Memoit, one is allowed to give water to a field which is generally irrigated on Moed, Chol Moed, of course, Vishvis, and on Shemitah. Bemi Mayan Shir this is true about from a fountain, a spring, I should say, which is fresh, new, meaning that it is freshly sprung. Bemi Mayan Shir Tzimitchilis of an spring which is already older. Avalomi makes showing, but one cannot use rainwater. And the reason is because that to direct rainwater to your irrigation canal is too much of a tirchof to allow on Chol HaMoed. Lo may kilon, nor may one use water. There's kilon has several interpretations, actually. The Arkham brings down several interpretations. One interpretation of kilon is like from a reservoir as opposed to a spring. Another interpretation is from a deeply dug well as opposed to a well which is close to the surface. That would be the definition of distinction between a spring and a well. A spring is near the surface, a well is deep down. So you actually have to use some arduous means to get the water up. So one cannot use make kilon.
Not kilon, kilon is some kind of like fountain of water. No?
That's silo. Yeah. Actually, the Aruch Din have yet another shot that kilon is a Greek word, kelon, and refers to it's kind of like a long pole which is on a pivot, which you pivot down into the well with a bucket on it to pull up the water. So that's yet another term. The kelon is a part of a well, but it's not the well itself, but rather the joist, whatever you call it. Yeah. I don't know what an artesian well is. So in any event, so it says, "If Eino Sim Ugios Lekmanim, but also cannot make the circles around the grapevines in order to gather, collect the water." So it says, "Anicha Mayon Shaloyot Mitchila." I understand a non-fresh spring, meaning an old spring. So, well,
are they already
done? Yeah, because. A freshly sprung spring, it requires tirchi yisera. Now the tirchi yisera which requires is not immediate, it's actually anticipatory tircha, that the walls might fall in. If the walls fall in, you have to rebuild them on yontif, so that's a problem on Chol HaMoed. That's a problem. So therefore, actually, when we talk about a mayan shiloyot samitchila, it means it has strongly supported walls, as opposed to mayan shiloyot samitchila, then it's potentially going to collapse, right? Elokrei Meir, maybe you want to say it's Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir allows tirchi yisera on Chol HaMoed. If that's the case, the Rabbi Meir or my mashkin men are feeling something based about. Doesn't fit with our Mishnah, because Rabbi Meir, and that allows not just a, to, to irrigate a field which is normally irrigated, but even allows you the tirach of going irrigating a field which normally subsists from rainwater, which is called Beis Abau. So obviously our mayor is matir far more than our Mishnah permits, because our Mishnah only allows Beis HaShachin. Om Rabbi Yosef said Divya Ko. It really is both Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir. Kshoya Echad V'Nasir Shnayim. What is the case which Rabbanan permits a new spring? Not a case where it's a bona fide new spring, but where previously there was one spring and now there are two. Oshumema Mu'atim, there was a very small amount of water, V'niz Barchu. And now it's and now it's became more. So Rameer obviously is matir even by Beis Abau. Rabban only matir Beis Hashachin. And now Rabban also matir Beis Hashachin, only matir Beis Hashachin. They're also only matir, despite what it says in Mishnah, not with a freshly sprung spring, but either an older spring or a new spring which has found new power or has found a new pathway, whatever, but not a true new spring that's not permitted. Okay? The Tani came. And we learned that the mayon shiyotze b'tchila, a mayon which is fresh, mashkemen afilu sada beis abal. The Rameir, Rameir says you can use it even if it's brand new, and even in a beis abal, even in a normally rainwater field. We can only use it for a sada beis shalchin. Ash Shacharva, which is dried out, you can use on that a spring. And although it doesn't say it explicitly, also of course it has to be that it's not completely new, but somewhat of an old new spring, not a fully new spring. Al Dato Emer, the corner of Emer, Mashki Menu Dover She'enu Aved, we can use something which is a Dover She'enu Aved, right? Because Beis HaShachin is potentially Dover Aved. That's what Rabbanan said. Beis HaShachin Shacharva became dry. So it's potential loss, major loss. But according to Meir, it doesn't have to be Dover Aved, because you can even do Beis Abau. And also, it can be even Dover, but it has to be Dover, and here the carbonator changed gears, is very important, Dover She'enu Shviach. Has he said, which is not a big tirach, meaning that even Meir doesn't allow, he allows the mind, but he doesn't allow make Shami or make Kilo. Right? He's more lenient on a well, on a spring. He might use allow you to use a freshly sprung spring, but he has limitations. Not to go and collect rainwater from a reservoir or from a deep well, that's not permitted. Okay? So it says, Ma'adaitu Rabbana Emashkim Meno, Rabbana Mormachi, they say, Emashkim Meno Ela the Dover Shu Ovid. It has to be something which is a Dover Ovid, meaning a base of Shalchim, where if you don't irrigate it, you're up the creek. And Mubad Dover Shayna Triach, and also has to be something which is not a Tircha. When the question is like this, Avad Vitorach, what if you have, so according to Meir, you only need Dover She'enu Triach, but it can be Dover She'enu Aved, right? Now, the way the Shai Torah says, Tzro learns the next question, what about the opposite? If it's Dover Aved, but a Tircha. Aved v'torach ma'amri ba'a, and it should be not Rabbanu, but right Meir. Because obviously Rabbanu require both. Rabbanu require there be Aved and not a Tircha. Right Meir said, as long as it's not a Tircha, it doesn't matter if it's Aved or not. What about the other way? If it's something which is Aved, but is a Tircha, would Rameir allow that? Yishmini minado, let's start from here. Koshu Seda Voleches, anytime there's an ongoing loss, Zoi Beis HaShalchin, that's considered to be Beis HaShalchin. On the Milachish, if it no longer is getting lost, meaning perhaps, you know, you were not conscientious of Warren before, and obviously depleted or diminished, ruined the field, but now it's for fallen, right? There's nothing to do anymore. Zu Beis Abau, let's go Beis Abau. And Machlokas Rameir, the Chachamim. This is Machlokas Rameir and Chachamim. Now, this we see here, the Rameir also agrees that if it's Aved, but Torah, what? And Tircha, if it's then Rameir doesn't allow it, because he says that. What's that? How does that work out? Yeah. Beis Hashav. Oh, okay. Because by Beis Abau's machlokes Rameir and Rachachomim. So it's dafka darba sheina aved. No. Sorry. It's dafka must be if there's machlokes by beis abal, right? So we're talking about even darba aved, right? No, even Rameir and Rabbanan's machlokes whether that's be darba aved or not. But it must be that Rameir agrees that it can't be a tircha. Okay, that's what they are afraid. In other words, Rameir must hold that if it's avad and torach, it's no good. Because otherwise, they should have also machlokes based on shachin. I got it right. Okay, yeah. It says you're quite explicitly in this statement that the only machlokes is by based on baal. That means the machlokes is clearly only about whether I allow something which is not a tircha, even where it's not a dover of it. Because if there's a machlokes about something which is a tircha by dover of it, they shouldn't not just argue by beis baal, they should also argue by beis shalchin.
Beis baal, there is no tircha, but
it
is a
dover of it. No, beis baal is not a dover of it.
It's not?
It's normally just rainwater.
It's not a
tircha.
It's not a
dumb robber.
The mayor holds that it's
what. Right.
Implying that only if there is a
tircha,
even to a.
No, it's a part required
tartilati busa.
They require 2 miles, right?
The mayor with sufficient.
Aved and ano tircha. The mayor sufficient and ano tircha, right?
But it could be both.
True.
As long as you have one, it could be.
No, that was the much question. What would our mayor say where it's a dumb robber but a tircha? And the Mora says, we have a right, the Rameir doesn't allow that. Because otherwise, it's being Malchus, the Rameir Rabbanah by Beis HaShachin. Yeah, you should allow by Beis HaShachin using Mekilim, or using the well water, or using the rain reservoir water. If there's no such Malchus, the Mazir Rameir specifically allows in the case where it's not a Tircha, whether it's Aved or not. But he would not allow Aved with a Tircha.
What
happens by Beis HaBa'al, it's
is a
Dover Ovid,
but
it, there is no such thing.
No such thing as what?
Beis HaBa'al Dover Ovid.
Because it's simply going to rain.
Right.
If it doesn't rain, people don't irrigate it. It's okay. Not done.
Right.
So therefore, you have one element that it's not a
tirchah,
therefore Meir is still
matching. Right.
Implying that that's all you need is one element.
Right. But we see that it's only, it doesn't flip. It doesn't flip. In other words, if you have the other element, that it's aved, but it's a dover aved, but it's not, and a tircha, that Rameir doesn't allow. Because otherwise, as you said, by Beis HaShalchim, which is a dover aved, we allow much more, not just Mayan,
right,
but anything else as well. Okay? There is a little machlokas, because Rameir seems to allow Mayan Shriyotza B'tchila, Mamish, and Rabbanan only allow a Mayan, which like made a new path or something like that. But if Rameir was matir tircha mamish by dover aved,
that's not tircha
you say, right? Tircha you say would be make kilon and make shami. Okay? Says Mara, ad kamati shevet yosef beis shalchin. Now, the shai teretz Yisrael changes the whole meaning here, and he's probably right, but he says he throws in the word beis abal. So it says the competition of tiyosa beis hashalchim beis abal. In other words, a beis hashalchim means it's regularly irrigated. How long is after you deprive it of water is it considered to be a beis abal? Okay, the conventional way of understanding more is when is an emergency that beis hashalchim should require water? They're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Okay, that's if you don't throw in the words beis abal. How competition for Tesla Beis Shach, when is there a pressing need? And then he answers, Ad Kadesha Tisha Shnaim Shoshiyomi Kodem Regal, if you didn't give water 2 or 3 days before you have to begin. But the Shaitar Zitzel, and he has arrived from the Lashon and Mishnah and Shvi, says, competition for Tesla Beis Shach and Beis Abal. How long does it take for Beis Shach to revert to Beis Abal? Says, well, you may not water it on Yotah, on Chol HaMoed. So in that he says, actually, he takes the Nishmina Min Ador from the next line, the fourth line, puts on the beginning of the third line. Shmina Min Ador, Akadei Shatisha Shnaim Shoshiyom Mikodem Arego. For 2 or 3 days, if you didn't water it, it indicates you're not concerned with constant watering. That renders your Beis HaShalchim, the Beis HaBa'al, you're now allowed to water in the Chol HaMoed. That's what I want to do. Chavrei Nogav Komei Kumei Moadot Tlos Yomin. This said there was a case of Chavre, which is either a river or a certain type of reservoir. I don't know exactly. Anyway, it dried out 3 days before Yontif. The Chazer Mod and got better, and on Yontif, the river started flowing again. So the question was, can you start irrigating, or is it already considered to be a base of body? You can't irrigate on Yontif. Asub the Kumi Rabbi Chuna, so it came from Rabbi Chuna. Varme said, Ilein Da'ak Kashin Yishtayon, those which became weakened, they should be given irrigation. In Lorach Kashin, those which will not be weakened, meaning they can wait till after Yontif, it's not a Dover Ovet, they, Lo Yishtayon, they shouldn't be given irrigation on Chol Hamoed. Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yosef, Horim, that they paskin, Bahada Mikris Detzalya, there's a case where a certain field in a place called Salya, which was to have a Zroin Sarin, which was planted with barley, which was going to go bad if you wouldn't harvest it over Yontif because it was going to dry and had some sort of blight on it. The Adavu Michatz Miyada. So they actually allowed it to be harvested on Chol Hamoed, that they shouldn't become dry and scatter around. So it's actually, we see for Dover Ovet, it's not just necessarily permissible to do watering, it's even permissible to do harvesting, which is a bigger chiddush perhaps. Says Mora, Nicha Mekelon, I understand Mekelon is difficult, either because it's a well or a reservoir. Make sure, I mean, just let it rain and just to the rain, so it goes to your field. What's the big deal? Amrei Yochanan goes to make sure, if you need to make Mekilin. Make sure, unless we allow Mekilin as well. Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem Rabbi Lo, B'Shem Rabbi said, Lo Shana El B'Moy. This is only a Chol Hamoed that we don't allow Mekilin, make sure. Habishviyas, but on Shmita Mutter. What's the difference? Ma bein shviyas, ma bein chol moed. What's the difference between chol moed? Shviyas, adeshim utas malach. By shmita, really allowed to do malach, right? Just now to improve your land. So yitir beim dover shuchir, beim dover shuchir. So they allowed you to do this, which is really preserving your land, which is mutter during shmita, whether it's a big tircha or not, and means you can even use mekilo, make shomim. Moed, however, chol moed, adeshu, also be malach. Since chol moed is actually part of yotif, and forbidden to malacha, Leitir Dover Shoave did not allow Leitir El Dover Shoave. They only allowed something who was a good Dover Ave, Uvat Dover Shein Otarach, and also can't be something which is a Tircha. In Istaboy Mishmana Minado. Excuse me. There are those who want to derive the distinction between here from here. Shvi is Leidesh's Manu Merube. Shvi is, since it takes a long time, you know, a year. Itir, they let you water during the year any way you want. Moed, I dish the mara kotzer.
Oh, sorry.
Chol Moed, where the time is shorter, so then also they forbade you to water during Shemitah. They said, wait, right? Unless it's a Dover Ovet. Also in Shiva, now this is a cool, by the way, this is the Chol Noid Behuda, the senior Shalom brings down here. He found this one of the famous Noid Behuda without shaving Chol Moed. So, you know, he talks about this Gemara, about, you know, why do you allow shaving Chol Hamoed? So obviously for shaving, I didn't look at the whole tshuva, but I think that what he says is that for shaving, so Chol Hamoed is a long time, so that's why you don't have to wait. It's only that effect, right? And it's based on this Gemara, the discussion, whether shaving is mutter or not a Chol Hamoed. So name it. I guess because he saw on top page you could harvest barley, so why not be able to harvest your hair, right? So name it. But maybe also only was matching for dog, probably like somebody had to do for their job or something like that. So there's a whole discussion. Very famous tshuva. Says Gemara, also tshuva achronim, the Gemara seems to propose this, but not paskin necessarily this way. The last 7 days of the Shemitah year, according to the second sefer, it should be also to do work. Why? Because it's like Chol Hamoed, it's his man kotzer already. Right? So I have to say, also in Shiva Yom Ha'achroi, lo mistabra, it does not make sense. Mi'av dinam b'shiva yom ha'regel to make it like 7 days, you have to be a sefer, and they should be also. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Rabbi Yirmiya asks, Mei Tamtzil Shlo Pasku. Now Mei Tamtzil is really water which is coming down the mountain after a heavy rain. So what's their status? Are they like a spring? Or are they like rainwater? Okay, what's the status? Vis-a-vis using them on Chol HaMoed or using them on Shavuos. Meitam Shlo Poskel, they're still running down the water mine. What's the status? Meishrinam in Adot, so now from here actually which has to do with Mikvos. Eilei Meitam Tzios, what are Meitam Tzios? Kozman Chok Shom Yoredim, as long as it's actually raining. Vahorim Botetzim, and water is gushing, where the water is gushing down the side of the mountain, and there it goes on this Tosefta, which recording says, Harei Henkamo Mine, at that time the water is like a spring. And you can toivel stuff in it. Pascu Sharmi, when the rain stopped. Avo Pisharim, both the team, even though water is running down the world, the mountainside, Arankame Tamsios, they're like water dribbling off the, literally dribbling Tamsios means coming off of. And that means it's not a mine anymore, you can't toivel anymore. Because once rainwater is not coming down actually, then it has to go into a mikvah in order to toivel. Pascu Milios, both the team, once they've stopped running down the water and they collect, they're like collected pools of water where you can actually travel. Now, how long is it considered to be May Tamtios vis-a-vis our, like a Mayan, vis-a-vis our halacha that you can use it to water your fields on Shemitah or during Chomoy? So, Chia Bar Bun, Shem Rabbi Yehuda. Akadesh Tifra Chavris. Now nobody knows what these words mean. Tifra Chavris, what does that mean? So I'm just going to learn more or less like the Korban Eidah, which is until they become, dig a deep furrow in the ground. Chavris is Miloshon Chafira. So Tifra Chavris, and Tifra means to fly, right? So until the furrow flies, meaning until there's a marked furrow in the ground, it's no longer said to be a Maya. Right, a mayan is something which wells up, springs up, it's not springing up. So Shetivra Chavis means until it becomes a very significant furrow in the ground. Rabbi Leizer B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum B'Chichia said, Akadei She'asu Kragli Avaz. No, if it's a significant current in the ground, it's still okay until the currents actually scatter into like chicken feet. Meaning that they're little rivulets as opposed to one torrent. If there's water, little rivulets, you can't use it to on Chol HaMoed, excuse me, the water your field or on Shemitah. But still one torrent, it's okay. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah comes and asks a Rabbi Yirmiyah question. Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, you know type of question is coming. Parcho Chavis, v'lo Pascha. Now, it's an interesting thing, although it's not clear exactly for the moral what the kasha is. I believe the kasha is like this. You add a torrent, and then it becomes like chicken feet, but then it becomes a torrent again. In other words, it's like one gush, separates out, and then it becomes a gush again. So what's the status of this rivulet, this vicholamay, right? So it says more, or like for Tvila actually as well. Is it like a Mayan from here on in, from retroactively? Meaning even the place where it's like chicken feet, is it a Mayan? Or Mikano Haber, only where it becomes one big gushing flow again? Lida Milu, what did they, what's the difference? Why do we have to know this? So he says that the Nafkimina is Litbaba. Of course, you're not going to toivel your own personage there. It's not enough water to dip a human being in. But you want to toivel in the Mayan little needles and pins. We know needles and pins, they don't need the sheer 40 saw of rainwater. They don't need the in any Mayan, you can toivel them, even though there isn't 40 saw. So, you're not aware of this? Yeah, you don't need the 40 saw for pins and needles, for Kalim. As long as it's a Mayan. Okay? Obviously, human being theoretically doesn't need 40 saw either, but he's not going to fit in much less than 40 saw if he wants a table. So, in any event, so why do we know? He'd build Machdin Tzeros. In Tamil Mafra, not a Mayan. And you're going to say that since it began as one flow, it ends as one flow, retroactively, even where it's like chicken feet, it's considered to be one flow. Taru, then if you dunk things in the chicken feet area, it's tar. In Tayyim Makan Alav, you're going to say only where it becomes a torrent, lo tiru, in the case where it's like chicken feet, it's not torrent. Rabbi Yossi asked, Elaine asked, Ik Tragteya. In any event, it's an aqueduct. according to most of the portion. An aqueduct, matavilon, is what it's says. It's can make kilon, is like a well, right? A way it can make kilon is not like a well. Now, bear in mind, we said make kilon has another interpretation, which is not just a well, but also a reservoir. So an aqueduct is really coming from a reservoir.
Sorry,
I don't know how you pronounce it.
It's not
something like that, but we don't even know. It might be the mispronunciation of the Greek itself, right? So we have no idea. But anyway, we said one interpretation of kilon is not just a well, but also like a reservoir. So Shabbos, what's that as an aqueduct? It's like a make kilon, and if it's no good, like a reservoir, or ain't it make kilon, therefore it's good. We don't know. Similarly, if you have a pool which came full from a spring, but now the pool of the spring is no longer feeding it, Malash goes many allowed to give use water from that on Yotif. Yishmina does turn out from here. Avle Mashkilo, make sure Lomi Kilo, rain water is not allowed to use rainwater nor, let's call it, well or reservoir water. Manakim, we're talking about Imashar, Shokshom, we're talking about when the rain is coming down. Valo, didn't we say already before that that's good? It should be Kimushakim, Layama, Godolim. They're like connected like to the great sea. Now, the way I want to understand that here is not the Great Sea of the Mediterranean, although that's what all the Mefarshim say, but rather like the Great Sea in the Beis HaMikdash. The Yama Goto was the Kior, right? And now, of course, you'll have to use the Kior on Yontif, right? Even a Chomboid, bring the other itself. So that's I think, what he means to say. That if at the time the rain is falling, it's as if like water which comes out of the Yama in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course you're allowed to use, there's no shiloh about that. Elkanakim is this rather Shiloh. Bishasha Paskuk Shamim, where at the time the rain has ceased. Can I still use the rain water which is in the pool? So it says Ma'im Bishasha Paskuk Shamim, if you could squirrel, and if you say that, Im Bishasha Paskuk Shamim, Lo Kabrechoshi Smiles from the mind is like not like a pool which came full from a spring. Vimsika Ma'im, we talk on the spring stop. It says here where the rain stopped pouring in the pool, he can't use it for anyantim. So to hear, Adam Mara, Brechashim Smiles of Maya, Minamayan teaches also that a pool which came full from spring leaves the Kamayim Mitocha, and the spring stopped, Emashkimene, he can't use it to water your field. Brechashim Smiles Minakil, if you have a pool which became full from a reservoir or from a well, Bim Shikha, which makes it also, right, because it doesn't come from a proper source. So you can't use that in Moyer. Now you put a well spring into it. Maulash goes, man, I can use it. This is like machshirin. Now you can use it for the purpose of watering on yata. So it says, let's hear from here. Excuse me. Sada base of shalchin. If you have a sada base of shalchin, which of course you're allowed to water on cholamoid, shenitayvul toch sada base of shalchin acheres, which starts dripping water into another base of shalchin, mashimani, you can give it water from the base, first base of shalchin, and spill it over to the second base of shalchin. Omri Abirmiya said, v'odem natefes, as long as there's still a dribble going from the first base of shalchin to the second base of shalchin. So says, v'chimachos anitopi yochel ashkos, I understand, do you think that the dribble is enough to give adequate water? Lo machmas atzmo shimaleo. Yeah.
It
may have shaka. It could be. It's not the way Corbin Aiden learns it. I don't know the play much on it, but it could be. I'm not denying it might be, but let me learn it this way since I don't remember seeing anybody says it. So it says more. But the drip drop is enough to give the lower field where it's dropping into enough to irrigate it. Low machmas hatzah can't be. So low machmas hatzim le must be that the upper field is full of water independently, right? Va'ata mar mashkiri mena, you can use it because part of it is dripping. So it tells us that a pool which is full from the well or from a reservoir, which theoretically you could not use. But once you put the well into it, you can use it actually for watering. Which is very interesting. It's almost like a mikveh. You know, Ashraka works for a mikveh, or to make it kosher. So the Sotir for Cholomoy, they gave a similar halacha. As long as there's water coming from a permissible source, at the same time it's coming from a forbidden source, it's okay. So if you have a brecha which is full of rainwater, but you now attach the mayan to it, so that's sufficient to allow you to use it to water your building. The Tai Shmuel came. Shmuel also taught us this. Haposkin my brecha. Haposkin is like a kind of reservoir, a pool. That Shemilon Kona Larego, which you filled up before Yontif. Lo Yashka Mami Rego, can't use a Yontif because that's rainwater, it's a reservoir. Imhois Hamas Hamayim Overs Benem, however, if a legitimate irrigation canal is passing through them, Mashkamam, then you can use the pools as well. Vanonim, you need not refrain. Period. Vanosim will give us the Kfanim, one may not make circles around the vineyards. The grapevines, Eloena, the Gugios, what are they? Eloena, Boitadim, Shri, Koyalonos. Bodim means isolation. But what isolates here is mean each tree has its own water supply, because it makes a depression, a concave depression in the ground. Yeah, Bedinin. I misread it, but I think that's what it comes from. Eloena, Shri, Koyalonos, Kikadia, Tamon, there, Yara, Bodin, Arba. This has to do with Tumantara, and the handle of a Bodin. Is four. In any event, the body is a round thing, and so too this is a round water collection ditch at the base of the grapevine. Now let's make that on Chomoy. Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Enosi Misa'amo is not allowed to make an irrigation ditch. Excuse me, Mitzchila, to begin with, Memoyed Mishvis. You have to use pre-existing irrigation ditches. Chachorim Osi Misa'amo, you're allowed to, Mitzchila, make new ones Mishvis. From Tagnil, who's called to fix the broken ones, Bemoid, even on Cholomoid. Now, to make new ones of Cholomoid, you'll have to fix the broken ones of Cholomoid. With Tagnil, it's Kukulim, I can fix the ruined waterways, Shibashusra in public domain. Chodin's son, you can dig out any refuse in them. When it's Tagnil, Mr. Drachim, you can fix potholes, highways, there's a covet in streets, there's Miklos and Mayim and water gatherings. But also, Kotzor Chirabi, you can do all needs of the masses. Messiah cross and point out and mark graves. You have to kind of make sure climbers are not growing. All this you can do a cholmoy, all tzarchek a cloud. Okay? Says about Tom to you and let's have a little Messiah oyster. Let's talk about when can you take out fertilizer to your field. So let's have Messiah forbid you take fertilizer to your field because it looks like you're fertilizing your field. Until you make the level which you're putting the fertilizer either 3 tefachim high lower or 3 tefachim higher, put the fertilizer the dung on a rock so it doesn't look like you're fertilizing. Everybody knows you're just making a dummy. So put on the tray paste, and there are two ways of learning this actually.
This is strictly by a cholmoid,
yeah,
not for
Shabbos. No, it's actually not Shnuz. So Shviz, no, it's Shviz, it's a Mishnah Shviz. It's a Mishnah experience, that's her quoting. Actually, we're going to cross reference back here. So, Sazmar, Busley train pattern, two ways of understanding that. One is, Bishel Mivak, Bishel Dover Mort Besochin, here to say so, David. You had already a little fertilizer in your field. Marriage Shviz from a four Shmita. Mivak, Shul Tzil Besoch, so David Shviz. You want to get more fertilizer in your field on Shemitah, right? So, Harei Zemosi V'Lava Holech, you can continue adding fertilizer, Mishi Pasku over at Beira. Once people are actually fertilizing, no longer outside fertilizer, it doesn't, no matter sign. Rabbi Lezmer Zai, Oyster, Rabbi Lezmer Zai still forbids it. My time, Rabbi Lezmer Zai, what's last? Rabbi Lezmer Zai, Shem Elim, so there's no, because maybe you won't find no, any other fertilizer.
Oh, it's only two today?
Oh, you're two. We're diving. We're afraid because there's no minyan for mincha today.
No minyan for mincha today?
No.
Why?
Because there wasn't. There were only six.
You should have called upstairs. I was upstairs at the meeting, but we were going upstairs. We wasn't that important.
Yeah, well, Rabbi Kuttner didn't want to call you guys. So, that's the end of it.
You want to come, though?
Well, come. We'll sit and learn inside. What? Okay. Okay. So, So after so my time is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Shem Elohim tilo zevo. He might not find fertilizer. Need some zabos osa mokom. In other words, retroactively, this is going to be his fertilizer. You know, at the time he did it, he might not think he's going to do something wrong, but eventually he's going to end up doing something wrong because he'll realize I have no other fertilizer. Stop that. Asa Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is going like Rabbi Yosi. Kima. To Rabbi Yossi, Amar Ein Zevo Matsui. Just like Rabbi Yossi said, well, there isn't enough fertilizer. There isn't enough dung. Now he said in another context. He said that economically there's a problem with fertilizer. You can't find enough fertilizer. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, you know what? Since there's not enough fertilizer, I'm afraid if I let him put out his fertilizer in the field without making any hecker, so then this is going to end up being his fertilizer for the season. So therefore, we're not going to let him get away. Therefore, we're not going to let him do. Can Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria mer ein zevel b'motzi? It's not enough zevel. So therefore, they have to. There's this not enough zevel. So therefore, they have to make the special takana lest he come actually to use this dung during Shemitah to be his zevel for the year. That's one interpretation. Pasul la pasul pasul chori is another interpretation. Kshayolo davar memuot besoch beso berav shvius. It's not when he had a little bit out in his fields, and he's going to add on that, but he had a little bit in his house erav shmita. B'mavakish l'tzio talk b'sadei wants to take it out during his field from shvius. So harezev hold mostly for holech mishipasku over aver. So the first opinion is that they can do that. Once the people who are fertilizing their fields cease, in other words, Nebuchadnezzar, there are always people who are transgressing Averus and fertilizing their fields illicitly. Once they stop doing that, we're allowed to go ahead and take out our fertilizer to our fields. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Oyser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says it's not permitted, even after the Ovri Averus stop. Why? Shem Elohim, my time is Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Shem Elohim Tilozet. Well, maybe we won't find fertilizer. We need some Mizabos, so some Okum, and he's fertilizing that place. So says the Gemara, now this is going back on the Reisha. The Reisha said he already had Zevel in his field, and he's taking other Zevel on Shemitah. So I asked him, well, what's the problem? Velok par mezumo meir of Shemitah. I understand that he already has Zevel out there, since he already had Zevel out there, so he's not doing anything additional now. What's the problem? You're saying, we're afraid, but there already was Zevel out there. So it says, Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbun Chiyab, B'shem Rabbo Bar Memel said, he'd name Maris Ayin. Because it looks like Maris, it looks like he's actually, it's really not like we said before. Before we said we're afraid he's going to leave out the fertilizer. And that's going to be his fertilizer for the year. But now we're saying you already had fertilizer out there. So what's the problem? So it says the Maris Ayin problem. So how do you get around the Maris Ayin problem? Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria will agree that if you take out a lot of dung at once, nobody takes out a lot of dung as fertilizer, that's a dung heap. So then there's not going to be a Marisayan problem. They take out a lot of dung at once. As the Gemara, Marisayan is the real thing. The Rabbanan not hold the concept of Marisayan. So I'm a Rabbi either. I've said, the Rabbanan don't because the Chutra, his stick, Salo, his basket, Umagrefo, his rake, Mochichin Ulov Shoisha Ashba, they demonstrate that he's making a dump, not making a fertilizing. In other words, there are ways of telling that a person is not out to fertilize, but where a person is out to discard his dung. Rabbi Yosef Ibn Amre said, "Ilan Shmosa Dehacha, this stuff about garbage, the Tanina Tamon is the same thing as that which we learned over here about not making in our Mishnah." That Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer ain't osimus amar b'tchilu b'moed b'shvius. So he says the sugyas are parallel. That which you're not allowed to take out your fertilizer on Shvius is the same thing as not being allowed to make your canals on Chol HaMoed. They're both issues of Marisayin. Okay, so he says it's both issues of Marisayin, both over here and over there, right? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, By us, it's not Ishu Marzayim. It's Ishu Machshis Zradel Israel. If you put, if you cut a riverbank on Chol HaMoed, then that riverbank is actually going to make it facilitate the use of the sides of the bank for planting. So the Isser actually is not an Isser of Marzayim. It's a real Isser of improving your land. It's like Isser Malacha Mamish, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Baruchum Bun Bechia B'Shem. Right, Barbara Memel said, we just said this before, me made my sign. I'm a boy, made mother, boy, made. We want to say, Madam, I'm near Shami Taman and Ocher reverse. Manor Tamination Machets and El Israel, right? You're preparing it, it's a Malacha. The Ka over there by Zevo, my Islach. What's the problem by Zevo, Kornoglas? I'm sorry, over there. Leislach Elokado. So obviously he holds it's not my sign, but rather Shem Elohim to Lozevo, Menim to Mazabal Sosamokum, because he won't find a fertilizer. So it's the first reason. So it works out very well, because the Marasayan reasons are consistent in both, and the alternate reasons, which are that here you're doing Malacha, and over there you might find that you might use a fertilizer, they're consistent as well. Manavik Binel, what's the difference between the two perspectives? Chafer Lasos Amashel Binyan. You're digging to make a, I guess an Amos like a foundation of your building, right? Have a boy made a Mar. They want to say Man Mar to name Marasayan, the Corbinate Marasayan, the same Marasayan issue on digging foundations on Yontif, just like you have the issue of digging Marasayan on issue Marasayan on digging a canal, right? However, if the issue is one, a real issue of preparing for Zriah, Hareinu Machshir L'Zriah. You're obviously not doing it for the purpose of being Machshir L'Zriah. Akomonim, but every year again, Shema Yulo Shom Avonim, Otsroros, Otsid, Ogifsis, if you have there in place stones so Avonim are large stones, Otsroros are little stones, Otsid is plaster, Ogifsis, I think, is lime. Or one is citizen lime, so gives us his plaster. So one of the, so then Mutzer, because there's no Meyer sign, because it's like, you know, you're demonstrating to do it for the purpose of building. Now, I don't know, I think building, I didn't even think when I was preparing, but our building is also also during Chol HaMoed. No, during Shemitah that's not, but I'm talking about here Chol HaMoed.
Actually building a building?
Yeah, building a building, isn't it? So the Pnei Moshe Takaba warns my kasha. He says in our Mishnah, it said, "Ein asim es ha'ama b'tchila b'moed u'bishvis." So we're not talking about the. Of course, on Chol HaMoed they both be osir, but it's but a Shemitah. If the issue is Marzayin, so both should be osir. But if the issue is a Yemachshir Zarel Zria, which of course is forbidden activity during Shemitah, so then the issue then by Amas Abinyan. You won't have the problem, and of course everybody agrees that if it's, you can tell that the guy's building during Shemitah, then there's no problem as well. Okay, Misachnei some cool calls from Moed. You can fix a broken stuff on Moed. Davashul Tzarach Moed says Davashul Tzarach Moed. Have a Davashen Tzarach Moed Oser. If it's not Tzarach Moed, it's Oser. Says Mar Bishul Yochid. Also, it's only Bishul. That limitation, rather, is only by that which belongs to an individual. I have a b'shal rabim, but to fix something which is b'shal rabim, I feel davashen on tzar chamoid mutar, even it's not tzar chamoid mutar, it's tremendous kula. It means you can fix stuff for after yontif, on yontif itself. On chamoid itself, despite the fact that it's not necessary now for chamoid. So it's more kehadah, and where it brings a case, kehadah, a case, the bani of the bathhouse, the sachusa, in a place called sachusa, it became ruined on Chol HaMoed, and they didn't need it obviously for Yontif anymore for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe this last season go to the bathhouse. Misharlon Rabbi Avom Avdina Mo'adah, he allowed them to remake it on Yontif. So Betriach, even though it was a Tirchah Yisera, right? Who knows Shemitah's Tircha? Says the Gemara. Now here, it's not clear exactly how to read this next line. But it seems like it means that Vikivnu, were they mechavin intentionally to make an acholamoid, to do it on acholamoid? Now, it sounded before like it's collapsed on acholamoid, but I guess that's not the case. It probably collapsed before acholamoid. It was still collapsed on acholamoid, and they left the malacha to be done on acholamoid. So it says, how can we mechavin malacha memoid? It's not permitted to be mechavin malacha memoid. So how do they do that? So it says, Mara, lo sovereign meimar. Though they all watch lo yichavin is malach the memoid, now let me mechavin malach al chomoid. I mean, they said, nevertheless, in lo mistabdina kudun, lo mistabna od. If we don't do it now, we won't be able to do it at all. So in a chanami, there are permissibilities to be mechavin malach memoid. And I guess people were free to involve themselves in public labor on Chol HaMoed in a way they weren't able to do the rest of the time they were working for themselves. So he allowed to be Mechavim Melech HaMoed with Tzarech the Rabbi. That's what it comes down to. Stop here.